It's Monday, August 24th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Nice way to open up this year episode of the show, Somersault from Austin, Texas, right there. That was the song Get On Back to You. It's a new single, came out like a month ago or something. It's pretty good. They have an even newer single, but I haven't actually picked that one up yet, so I don't know. I haven't listened to it, but this Get On Back to You is quite strong. And you know, Somersault, there's a little bit of like a Whitney vibe. Like, it kind of sounds a little bit like Whitney sometimes. Speaking of Whitney, how's that for a lazy transition? They have a new album. It's called Candid. And it's like a covers album. All the songs on it are covers. And I think I'm going to play a bunch of covers now, basically. I'm going to play three different bands doing covers. And that's because I think maybe it's quarantine or I don't know what, but bands are kind of like, you know what, let's not write songs. Let's just cover songs. And that's what Whitney has done here to great effect. I think it's a really strong record. It's a lot of covers of somewhat obscure songs some of the time. I haven't even heard all the originals. I'm not even sure I've heard of all the artists that they're covering. But a lot of them, of course, I have heard. And the two songs I'm going to play are songs that I was familiar with the originals and love. So we're going to hear them right now. We're going to hear Strange Overtones, a cover of David Byrne and Brian Eno, and then Take Me Home Country Roads, a cover of John Denver. Both super great. And Take Me Home Country Roads features Waxahachie on vocals. So a little bonus band content there. So without further ado, Whitney with Waxahachie doing Strange Overtones and Take Me Home Country Roads, both from this new Candid Covers album, which is very strong. So here it is.
Country Road. I am starting to regret my vote for Trump.
I know. I was like you. It'll be fun. It'll be funny. Burn it down. I mean, I was fine in the beginning. I can overlook, and I'm okay with the blatant racism and the crass sexism and the deranged narcissism and pandering to Nazis and supporting pedophiles and proudly bragging about being a sexual predator and paying your mistress to have an abortion and openly cheating your employees and mocking the disabled and praising murderous dictators and the constant pathological lying, the petty vindictive cruelty, the staggering ineptitude, the unapologetic corruption, the nepotism, the mob ties, the calculated mendacity, ignorance as to how American government works, encouraging violence against those that question your authority, the theft of our tax dollars to pay off your mountain of debt and or go golfing. Did I mention the relentless lying? You're a liar. Being a white nationalist, demonizing immigrants, the obvious disregard of the Bill of Rights, lying about whether Russia had hacked our election when you knew all along it had, then lying about it, the collusion with our sworn enemy and the sworn enemy of democracy, your dereliction of duty, your treasonous activities, and I was with you when you cheated. I was with you when you cheated on your wife with that porn star, the one you compared favorably to your daughter. You cheated on your wife, not the wife you raped, but the current wife who had just given birth to your son. And of course, I was with you when we found out you cheated with the Playboy playmate, the one you compared favorably to your daughter, not with the wife you have now, but the second wife whose kid you ignore. And of course, I was with you, President Trump, when you took the babies away. You took infants breastfeeding, literally breastfeeding from their mothers and fathers. Families who had made this arduous trek to come here and seek asylum. They just wanted to seek asylum. And you took them and you sent, deported the parents and you took them and separated them, sent the kids hundreds of miles away in a disused Walmart inside of a cage with armed guards pointing guns at them, thus ensuring the private prison contractors CoreCivic and Geo Group, who donated heavily to you, can get paid their collective $4 billion in profit. As those toddlers sob and whimper in absolute terror, traumatized for life. Of course I was with you with that. But this last omnibus spending bill is where I draw the line.
Said the straight man. Have you been? as you say, will change your way like dark today. The way you are from day to day, your lies will play to your way, but never too far. Do you feel more like going on when I say I wasn't wrong to choose you? Does it ease your heart to say that tomorrow brings another way to lose you? In my wandering sense of time, I'll try to sing enough to rhyme your changing life. In my slipping sort of step, I'll try to do much better yet.
So that was two more covers. Those were by Dana Gavansky of Toronto, Canada. She's got this EP called Wind Songs, and it has covers of songs that kind of have something to her to do with the wind. The first, of course, was a cover of King Crimson's I Talk to the Wind. That one's pretty on the nose. Then a cover of Tim Hardin's Never Too Far. Both really strong. I think the EP is pretty great. So if you like those songs, pick it up. In particular, that I Talk to the Wind song is very strong, of course, because the original's good, and she did not make it worse. Okay, up next, another set of covers. This one by beloved band Dina Britta, of course. Anything Dean Wareham, Luna, Britta Phillips, I'm into all of it. And they've got a new album they've released. It's called The Quarantine Tapes, and it's some live recordings. They've been doing these like live streaming concerts. You can like pay $10 or whatever and watch them play in their apartment, which is pretty fun. I've done that. And then they also have just some remixes and things. Anyway, we're going to hear a couple covers. First, Neon Lynched, a holy shit remix. Then Drive, both from this Quarantine Tapes. So Neon Lynched is a cover of Kraftwerk, and Drive, of course, a cover of The Cars. Very good songs, and the whole album, of course, can't go wrong with Dean and Britta. It's all very listenable and enjoyable. I highly recommend it. So without further ado, Dean and Britta with Neon Lynched, the Holy Shit Remix, and Drive right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
Thank you. Vacation from the nice guy. your chest, they lock him away. Stuck in a side on an island, out in the middle of the bay. Summer days, summer days. One more summer in this awful place. Summer days. He dug his way out of the cell block, slipped down the hill onto the rocky beach. He's gonna leave it all behind him, but someone's waiting in the deep. King of beasts, king of beasts, swimming silently just underneath rows of teeth.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Dina Bredebeck there, we hear Holy Cut from Boston, Massachusetts. We heard the songs Vacation and Coasting, both from her new album Coasting. Quite good. I think this might be the strongest album on the, well, I don't know, Whitney's pretty strong too. Whatever, it's a great, this is a good episode. We can all agree. But Honey Cut, this is a great record. So if you liked Vacation and Coasting back there, probably gonna like the whole thing. So definitely check out Honey Cut. Okay, then just before I started talking, we heard Surfer Blood featuring Pip Blum, and Surfer Blood from Florida, but then Pip Blum is from Amsterdam, the Netherlands. I'm not sure how that pairing came about, but it's interesting. And I thought that song was particularly good. That was Summer Trope. It comes off their new Hard Boiled EP. And I think that's the strongest song from it, but I do like Surfer Blood, so kind of anything from it tends to be something I'm going to enjoy. But yeah, Summer Trope, definitely the strongest song on the record. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, a band also from Austin, Texas. We're bookending the show. Austin, Texas opened and closes this episode. We're going to hear Dumb. That's the band. I played them on the show before, but they got a new hit song. This one's just destined to blow up. It's called I Gave Greg Abbott the Coronavirus. Now, if you don't live in Texas, or if you're not from there and don't have a lot of, you know, friends and family there, like some of us do, let me just tell you, Greg Abbott is the awful governor of Texas, who is just a first-rate shitbag, just in every way. Like, it's just he's just awful in every single way, pretty much. But anyway, this song is I Gave Greg Abbott the Coronavirus. And what's funny about this song, other than everything, is that they have a radio edit, which they include on the EP, which is just really a hack radio edit. It still says shit in the radio edit, which I don't think you can actually say on the radio. Maybe can you now? I can't keep track. But then they just beep out fuck over and over again, which it just hurts the song. It just destroys the song. So we're definitely going to hear the non-radio edit version here. And this obviously isn't kid-friendly, this song. But it's hilarious. So without further ado, finishing up this here episode of the show with Dumb and I Gave Greg Abbott the Coronavirus. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Rhododendron by Whitney. I also talked over Tracy and Tony and Do Everything Soul Cycle, both by Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips from the Mistress America soundtrack. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on Spotify. Look for the playlist for season 17. Find all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify that you can just listen to without having to listen to me talk. You can also send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always love hearing from you. And I've been meaning to say this whole episode. I meant to say it. Sorry, I'm getting to it at the end here. A guy named Mike sent me $10 on Bandcamp. Very nice of him. Bandcamp gives me no way to say thank you, which is weird. But yeah, Mike, if you're listening, thank you. I'm assuming that's the thing. It just said, thanks, Daniel. And it was like $10. And I was like, okay, I don't know what this is. So at first I was like, is this like a mistake? Is this some promotional thing from Bandcamp? I couldn't figure it out. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard from Mike in any other way. I just got this like $10 from Bandcamp from Mike. And I was like hesitant to spend it, I think, at first. Anyway, I totally spent it because I buy a lot of music from Bandcamp. So that was an easy $10 to spend. But thank you, Mike, for that. And that no one else needs to do that. I just have no other way of thanking Mike because I don't know where he came from. I couldn't even find him like on Facebook. I don't know who this Mike character is, but I very much appreciate the thought and the thank you. You know, normal people, you don't need to send me any money, but you can definitely review the show on iTunes and say nice things about it, because that sometimes I remember to go and read that, and that always makes me happy. Okay, that's all. See you next time on an all-new episode of the show.